With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, talking baseball now with Gloucester High School baseball coach Rory Gentile. And Rory, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Good to be here.
Yeah, all right. Tell me a little bit about the game over the weekend, because the weather has been kind of lousy. You know, Newburyport, tough matchup. And you guys had, you had a good finish there. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Newburyport's a very good team. We've been sort of trying to work on ourselves as a team, and worry less about our opponents. There's a lot of things that we are still struggling to do well. Inconsistency is our biggest issue. It's not that we don't have talent, it's just that we don't often put ourselves in the best positions to take full advantage of that. So one thing we were trying to focus on, or the coaching staff was trying to see, because we had just lost to Winthrop the day before, is just to try to have some guts. And I think one of the best qualities Gloucester kids have had over the years in athletics is just like this being tougher, some innate thing that comes from being from Gloucester, where even when you don't have your best game, you put yourself in a chance, in a spot where you could potentially win just because you're mentally tough, you're physically tough. And we had not been displaying that. So one of the things I was looking for was that. And even though we did a lot of things throughout the game that put us in a position to potentially lose the game, we did show some guts and some of that Gloucester stuff at the end there. So the outcome was good. I think we still have a ton of stuff to work on. And from Newburyport's perspective, I also think that they're working on stuff. I mean, a lot of this stuff is circumstantial. Sure, we beat a 5-1 team, but it was sort of the first time all year they had to go to their third and fourth pitchers. So by the end of the year, they'll have that stuff straightened out, too. Their 1 and 2 are really good. The fourth kid is who they brought in at the end of the game, and his stuff is great. So, you know, I think a lot of things added up to us winning that game, and I think there's a lot of stuff we still have to work on.
Talk about the league for a second, and we'll get back to your kids. It's been kind of an a topsy-turvy league. As you predicted, I know a few weeks ago you said, you know, there's a lot of teams with brand-new kids on it, a lot of teaching going on, I presume, across the league in terms of instruction.
Yeah, every time I think I know who is, you know, going to be consistently winning games, I check the scoreboard and I'm surprised. And I think that's exactly what you talked about. I think when there's a lot of turnover, the league itself, the NEC, lost a lot of top tier players last year. And in high school baseball, one player can sort of carry you to a win and to many wins. So I think we're all trying to figure it out. As we were just talking about, Masco is undefeated, the team we play Wednesday. And I think that's a reflection of just, TJ, their coach, he's been doing this a long time. He's really good at what he does. He runs a solid program. There's many examples of that around the league, but I think when inconsistency amongst the players and experience amongst players is an issue, then, you know, the next thing you go and look for it is a guy that can run has been running a program for a long time. So I'm not surprised that TJ's experienced success, and I expect a difficult game on Wednesday for us.
All right, your kids, who has been a consistent leader for you, maybe if not in terms of statistics and in terms of leadership style, doing what you want them to do?
There's a few. I just updated the stats, so I think I don't want to focus too much on pitching. I think we've struggled a little bit there, but offensively, Zach Morris has been tremendous. He's hitting upwards of .480, hit a home run for us the other night, went 4-for-4, and we're seeing some growth from some of the younger players as well, and it may not translate to the overall average, but Jalen Severino, as a freshman the other day, had 3 hits, including the game-winning double, 2 RBIs, with the 2-out double to the right center gap. And then Matt Smith, who's a sophomore for us, he's hitting about .380 right now, hit his first home run of his career the other night. He's just always finding ways to get on base for us. Has 7 walks on the season. He's been hit twice, and he's, like I said, he's also hitting .380. So his OBP is OBP is really high. And then there's quite a few other guys that are trying to find their way, and they're hovering around that .300 mark. And there's a lot of guys that we need to sort of take that next step if we want to consistently win games.
Well, it sounds like you're building for the future, Coach, and the future starts on Wednesday for you guys, but it's going to be a tough one. Is that one away?
Yeah, we're away on Wednesday. And like I said, I mean, we've sort of shifted our focus to just trying to get a little bit better every game and not really worrying about the outcome. Of course, I take losing very harshly, but it is what it is. I mean, wins and losses, they're not, it's not magic. You don't get to just snap your fingers, and I don't get to just win because we've won before, you know, so it's a process. And we're trying to focus on that process and just try to get a little bit better each day.
Excellent. Roy, thank you so much. Good luck Wednesday and the rest of the season. We'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Coach. Take care. That's Roy Gentile, who was the Gloucester High School baseball coach. They pulled out an 8-7 come-from-behind walk-off win over the weekend against Newburyport. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.